Parakeh 6, Mishnah 8. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said, beauty, strength, riches, humor, wisdom, old age, white hair, and children are pleasing to the righteous and to the world. As it is said, white hair is a crown of glory. Ataret teferet, if it is found on the path of righteousness.
Reb Shulamit, this sounds like a portrait of my Nana Becky. My Nana Becky. I'm sure you have one too. Some of you may have one. But my Nana Becky's 30th yahrzeit is next week. The 13th of Shvat. I remember being a little girl and being so amazed from living in Fall River, Massachusetts, that Rabbi Ruderman called her Nana Becky. And the butcher, Mr. Gold, remember? He called her Nana Becky. Breathe out with me. And trust the in-breath will happen. Breathe out with me again. Rebecca Sklarov Packer, Bat Shendel, my mother's mother and matriarch of the Packer family, we lived upstairs from Nana Becky and Auntie Ann, and I interacted with Nana daily for the first 18 years of my life. Imagine that. It was a privilege to grow up in a multi-generational home. Rare. Even more than the stories about Nana Becky, I think of her as continuing to refine the qualities of her humanity through the course of her 89 years of life experience. What a jewel of a woman. And she liked jewels too. I have on a few of her jewels too. Such a regal presence. She was modest and she was sparkling. She was funny and she was intelligent. She was an educated woman and she would speak about Rashi. And she was very private, very, very strong, with a deep, deep inner sacred nature. When I was talking with my beloved Reb Shaya, he said, you're going to talk about her like this, and he heard the rest of what I was going to say, you might think she was a saint, like his Babi Chana, who was known in Fall River as a saint, a living saint. So I'm honoring her too. But I said, you forgot? I said, Nana Becky was tough. She was tough. And she lived through times that were unimaginable. Way, way beyond the stretch of my imagination. She came alone on a boat from Russia. It's true, she came to Fall River where her overseas coming out, Fall River. You know, you think I'm from Fall River, Massachusetts? Yeah, okay. So her sister, Mima Raisi, was already in Fall River, and she was married, and she came to be with her sister. Nana Becky, after raising four children, one of whom, Hannah Ruth, was cerebral palsied, Papa Jimmy, her Papa Jimmy, beloved, died at 52. So Nana Becky was left to to run the whole family business. And she did. And she was a good businesswoman, and she was recognized for her savvy with money. It's interesting for me because tzedakah, giving, was the way she lived her life. Whether it was time or money, she never said no. She was generous and loyal to the family, to her friends, and to the Jewish people. She showed us a lot of ways to bless and serve and to live a holy life, and to live in beauty, actually. Fully, she lived by the Jewish calendar. It was just a part of her, so that didn't seem anything different to her. It's not the way it is for us, some of us. And she would say things to remember. Listen, be nice. Yeah, you recognize that one? Be nice. Be a good neighbor. And she really was a good neighbor. She encouraged us to be grateful. It was just the finger would go. And the finger meant a lot of different things. She always thanked God for a lot. And maternit, you mustn't. You mustn't. Just don't do that. Don't waste food. Don't waste water. Don't waste paper. Be forgiving. Don't go away angry. Wherever we heard from, don't go away angry. Make peace. Shalom bayit above all else. Shalom bayit. Keep learning. Always say the Shema. And when she was dying in the hospital in Fall River, seemingly in a coma, I went there. From Florida, I came to Massachusetts, and I prayed, help me help Nana to leave that pain-racked body, that skeleton that she was suffering in. So what came through me, I just breathed out. My voice was quavering and quiet, like I was an old lady in my 30s. And what emerged was the Shema, as if it was pulled out of me for her. She died a few hours later. What a teaching, huh? Okay, food, rituals, how do you keep the family together? You feed them, right? And gevalt, oy, oy, oy. She was a good cook. A lot of our grandmothers were good cooks, yeah? Okay. So, we were the first because we lived upstairs to taste the gefilte fish, the crepe lox, and the knishes, and the grieven is made from schmaltz. And you could consistently rely on the taste of her Shabbos potted meatballs and chicken. And I can still smell the chocolate chip cookies that she offered when I got home from school. She created beauty all around her, and her hands were never idle. So through her ways of philanthropy, her example and her encouragement and her active participation, she's blessed me, and I pass on some of these pearls of wisdom to you. So being called Babi Bahira for 27 years has added a dimension of awareness to this legacy of love. Being involved with Reb Zalman's saging work, beginning in my 40s, helped me integrate my Nana's dying, my father's unexpected death, and to be with my mother Gladys in her dying. So I'm grateful to my Nana Becky to remind me to be grateful and to forgive and to have shalom bayit for a peaceful home. She and my mother both inspire me to live a holy Jewish life for the sake of humanity and the planet. We're all connected by blood, by love, by friendship and loyalty. So may my Nana Becky's love speak through me to you. And may we live more from our hearts, in our deep intuition, loving ourselves and our neighbors, becoming the hope that we can change.
And may the next generations grow in good health in a world that listens to the healing voice of the feminine. So just for a little quick, in the spirit of learning, okay, for Nana Becky's wisdom of love, I want you to follow me. Zip your lips so that you listen. Open up your pocketbooks so that you give tzedakah generously in your time and money, and be nice. Baruch Hashem.